Okay, welcome. I guess I'll probably start off today with a question. With all the good things, exciting opportunities we have going on with the company, why really bother with acquisitions and joint ventures? In the last 19 months, we've completed 4 acquisitions, 2 joint ventures, and launching 1 service center in Korea. So really the answer is, even though there's a lot of great organic opportunities at PSI, we're constantly evaluating what makes sense to make versus buy. And I really think all companies should do this. What makes sense for you to do internally? What can you buy externally? Also, there's opportunities where we can find strategic fits. We can take advantage of opportunities. And then in some cases, there's pain being felt by our customers or in customer markets that can't be satisfied. And we have to partner with someone else in order to provide a solution for that. So we're gonna dive into each of these in a few more slides, but as an overview, 3PI is an acquisition we acquired. Gary touched on it. What they do is they're integrators of large custom engineering, basically power plants. Typically it's 0.5 megawatt and larger, and they take an engine, an alternator, and electronics, and make these miniature power plants and systems. Bucks is a company which makes they sell engines, but they also make smaller power gen units, typically for the industrial and irrigation markets. Powertrain Integration, this is a company which sells on-road solutions, so that's solutions for buses and trucks and so on. Again, very opportunistic. And then finally, Biphase is really a technology tuck-in, and they make a propane fuel injection system that's become very critical and important for our future in on-road. So with that, I think we'll start with a video. Good.
Power. Most people take it for granted. With a flick of a switch, the lights go on and it's all systems go. But what happens when there's a serious problem and lives are in the balance? Or when there's no plug for miles around? Who's there to deliver power when you need it most? We are 3PI, and we take power seriously. We made it our mission to deliver clean, reliable power solutions for the most demanding jobs. Power that runs on domestically produced natural gas and other alternate fuels. Power that creates a better environment today and for the future. Power that you can rely on. Power so you can weather any storm, drill down for miles, and keep the world's most vital information flowing. Solutions. Simply put, that's our business. We provide the power that keeps the world in motion. We keep the life support systems going after the hospitals get caught in the storm. We keep you connected. We create the electricity that keeps the deep sea oil rig in motion and package electric systems that connect wind and solar generation to the grid. And that is just the beginning. At 3PI, we do more than just package engines and electrical equipment. We go beyond packaging. Our enclosures are built to withstand some of the toughest environments on Earth, but it's what lies inside that really counts. It's custom engineered solutions. Innovative solutions to create a greener future. Our cogeneration packages provide on-site electricity, heating and cooling, that reduces costs and CO2 emissions. With the changing mix of electric power generation, our demand response packages help maintain cost-effective grid reliability. A future that's built to last. Whether you need a standby power system, a prime power system, or a complete power plant, we've got you covered. Our power generation solutions are unmatched in the industry, and we've got the support team to back it up. Our customers include some of the most well-known companies in the world. There's a reason they trust us with their most vital needs. It's how we go beyond packaging to power a greener future.
Okay, great. So during this event, one of our investors was jokingly telling me that we should integrate big data, cloud computing, and cybersecurity somewhere in our presentation. So. Ironically, with 3PI, a lot of those trends that you find in the marketplace, 3PI is benefiting from it. 3PI excels in making these complex power systems that are ideally suited for data centers, cloud computing, complex power needs. And 3PI is probably the leader in the U.S. in creating these solutions. So it's a very exciting time for this company. The other thing, one of the reasons why we acquired the company was there was a great need for larger systems. As we moved into larger engines, customers were looking for complex solutions and packaging. And packaging of our engines on the large power generation side was becoming a very critical piece of it. And there weren't really solutions out there in the marketplace. So by us combining 3PI along with our larger engine technology, we're able to start to provide some unique solutions. At the same time, interesting trend happening in the large power generation space. Again, this is typically 1 megawatt and up. Historically, it had been almost all diesel, about 95% diesel-based. And what had been happening recently now is that's moving over to natural gas, because now in the U.S. there's a stable, cheap supply of natural gas. So really, for the first time ever, you're having these large power systems that were historically diesel transferring over to natural gas. And we had a lot of expertise, obviously, in natural gas systems, alternative systems, so it was a good fit. Finally, we're able to leverage our supply chain and our customer base to get a lot of synergies, since we are using similar components, and then we're also selling into and working with the similar customer base, people like Perkins and Caterpillar and Cummins and GE as well. So there's a lot of synergies. One thing that we did underestimate in acquiring the company is some of the near-term challenges. So the company, we knew going into it, had some issues transitioning from a smaller family-run business into what we wanted them to do. But quite frankly, we did underestimate some of the issues underneath the surface, and then how long it would take and the size of those. So as we've dove into the company, we've definitely made some changes in management. We also have really a two-prong recovery plan, which we're in the process of executing right now. And it's really bifurcated between top-line sales and then bottom-line cost savings and expense. So I'm not going to go through all of these. You can look through these later. But from an idea overall, is what we're doing is we're now focusing the company on doing very custom, high-margin solutions for customers, where a lot of these trends, like we talked about earlier, are taking us. There's a need for more complex systems, for highly engineered systems. 3PI is a leader in doing these type of high margin, high complex systems. We're also focusing on trying to do recurring systems where we can design it once and then do it again over and over. We're also pushing to areas like combined heat and power. In the US, there's a large trend happening in combined heat and power because of the low cost natural gas. It allows for creating very efficient systems. So combined heat and power is when you generate electricity for a hospital or a building or a data center, but then you also use that heat from the engine to either generate steam or heat for the systems, or you generate refrigeration. And it's very interesting because you can go from having maybe efficiencies in the 30-40% using engines to in the high 70% using this combined heat and power. It's very popular in Europe, and it's becoming more popular in the U.S. To integrate these power systems, there's very few companies in the U.S. that could actually do this, and the team we've assembled has made really a 3PI the leading company able to do this emerging trend. And again, we are going to be announcing some future partnerships in that area, but it's just an example of where we're continuing to push into high-value, high-margin solutions, which is really where a lot of these trends are going. At the same time, on the labor and expense side, we've done a large focus on, again, trying to do repeat builds where we can optimize efficiencies and just design it once and then build it over and over again, right-size the direct labor force so that we make sure that we have very tight metrics on matching the labor with the needs of the business, engage employees in cost reduction, selective outsourcing, and really drilling down and looking hard at all the costs. At the same time, we've mentioned this previously before, but we're able to redesign the whole package, the whole system, to take out over 20% of the labor and material cost in these systems. And we're going to continue to look at ways to reduce cost. What we do find, though, is we do find that we're happy with how we're executing this plan, and we expect to utilize the plan as we laid out initially. The next acquisition I want to talk about is Bucks. And Bucks was really an opportunistic acquisition. Right now, for industrial applications, there's four companies in the U.S. that are allowed to use GM engines. GM licensed different companies that can then take the GM base engine and add on to it or modify it and then sell it for industrial use, industrial meaning non-highway use. Bucks was one of those four. So now there's just us and Bucks and then two other small companies for the in the GM industrial market. But Bucks, really, they manufactured, they sold loose engines, but they also manufactured a line of engines and power generation sets. You see an example of an 80 kilowatt power generation set right there. They did typically were used in general industrial, but they also had some niches in irrigation. And again, this was an opportunity for us to pick up new customers and new niches, where before we could have gone after it, but it just really didn't make sense for us to distract us from some of the larger projects we have going on to attack these smaller niches. So with Bucks, we picked up, we took out a competitor, we got into new niches, got into some new products, picked up some customers, and we acquired the company for approximately asset value. So it was a nice opportunistic buy. The next company, Powertrain Integration. As I mentioned, on the industrial side, GM only authorized four companies. On the on-highway, on-road side, there's only two companies that GM authorized to take their engines and sell into the on-road market for vehicles, for commercial industrial vehicles. It's Powertrain Integration, and it was our company. And for a long time, we had, as we entered this on-road space, we'd really battled with Powertrain Integration, not only for customers here in the U.S., but for customers in China and around the world. So by acquiring Powertrain Integration, we were able to take out our only other competitor for GM engines on the on-highway space. They also brought a lot of great customers. So for example, they brought Freightliner. That's their main customer. Freightliner has over 40% market share of the medium-duty market in the U.S. So very powerful. They had applications. They had their own 8-liter engine. They had a very good lead in China using the GM 6-liter engine. You know, they were ahead of us in China. So the synergies, some of the people they brought, the engineering, the sales, some of the leaders they brought, one of them's here today, in China to help crack open a lot of these China opportunities. It's really wonderful. And Gary talked about, again, not only in the truck and the bus side, but the RV side. Great opportunity to attack diesel right now because there hadn't been a solution for diesel in that power range. So there's no competition for diesel RVs on the spark and the gasoline side. And at the same time, Ford, many customers are frustrated because they've got to buy an engine and chassis and transmission for Ford. They want alternatives, but also allows us to attack Ford on a lower cost 6-liter option. So again, took out a competitor. We're the sole source now for these GM on-road engines. A lot of opportunities, and really we're just pursuing those as we speak. Biphase, this again is an example of a technology opportunistic acquisition. The story with Biphase is that they supply the propane fuel system that we use. So for the buses where we're supplying Navistar with the propane engine, it will be a Biphase fuel system, and they have a patent on a really unique type of injector they use on the system. Well, we needed Biphase to increase their quality to go on road and also to reduce their cost. Biphase was owned by a food company called Schwan's, and they were not interested in investing in the company. And we really said, either you invest in the company or we're gonna leave and find another propane solution. It doesn't fit your company, so really you have to make a choice. Either invest in the company and support the needs that we're gonna need, or you should just sell it to us. So they made the decision, it wasn't core to their food business, so we ended up buying the company. Again, we bought it for slightly over asset value. It was really much more of a technology play. They do have some sales into GM, but again, they allowed us to get the technology, improve the technology, and drive down costs. I also talked about some of the joint ventures. One of the joint ventures we have is with MAT Holdings, and this is a joint venture for forklift engine. The Mitsubishi engine that we talked about earlier, the actual base of that engine is made in China. And we already sell many of the Chinese forklift engines, forklift customers. What we're doing is we're taking that engine, we're importing it here to the U.S., building it up, and then sending it back to, in some cases, back to China or elsewhere in the world, and these Chinese customers would use it to export. And they said, you know what, as Gary showed you in earlier graphs, the forklift market in China is even larger than in the US, and it's ripe for conversion to alternative fuels. So we already know these customers. The customers that we already work with and sell to have over 70% market share in China. And they really come to us and they said, we want you to be in China because as this market explodes, we want you to be there in China manufacturing to support us with the engine. So it works out great because the base of that engine, Mitsubishi engine, is already made in China. Some of the parts we already source in China. So that's a joint venture that's going to make that. And it's already starting to make and build that Mitsubishi engine for Chinese customers. Yongjin is a service center. Again, as we do more with Asian markets and especially with Doosan, we need to have some local Korean service center. So we partner with that company to set up a service center. And our business opportunity, the growth in Asia, keeps that place very, very, very busy. And finally, our latest venture is really this Doosan JV. So with Doosan, we've become one of Doosan's largest and most profitable customer for their gas engines here in the U.S. And so they've been struggling to sell some of their engines around the world, and they said, you know what, why don't you take what you've done here in the U.S., help us develop some technology, and jointly we'll have a joint venture for the rest of the world. So they're actually taking their sales and distribution relationships, collapsing into the joint venture. We're taking some of our know-how and developing some unique solutions for the rest of the world. And again, it protects us here in North America, but it now allows us access to the whole world. And again, there's no shortage of opportunities to take what we've learned here in the US and start to expand that around the world. So with that, I want to introduce our new CFO, Michael Lewis. So thank you.